With our tongues, we bless our God and our Father, and with it, we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. He says, this is contrary to the grace of God.
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Well, happy Friday, everyone. Today on Love Never Fails, we conclude Pastor Bill's message from Ephesians, grieve not the Spirit. Now let's listen in.
When it says here, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, that's because we're the new creation in Christ now. Our old man, old Bill, he's been crucified. He's dead, and we reckon him dead. But listen, a corrupt word means a filthy word. It means a rancid words. That's what that word means. It means a worthless words. The best one is rotten. That word corrupt means it's rotten. In other words, a mouth that is filled with a rotten words that come out of their mouth. See, the mouth and the heart, they're connected. Amen? That's right. Because Jesus said in Luke 6:45, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever's in a man's heart and it comes out of his mouth, it reveals who he is and what he is actually thinking as well. God says in his word, when he was talking about how all mankind was in sin and the condition of mankind in Romans chapter 3, verse 13, listen to what God says. He says, oh, their throat is an open tomb. What a way to describe a person's mouth. When you open, in other words, like we could put it in our talk, man, when you open your mouth, it's just full of rotten decay. It stinks. It's like a graveyard. Watch this one now. He says, with their tongues, all about the mouth, what comes out of our mouth. He says, with their tongues, they do something. They practice deceit. In other words, that ongoing habitual lifestyle of deceit. And not only that, the poison of asp is under their lips. What a condition. Everything they do and say is only to destroy other people whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Simply turn on the TV and you find that. Amen? You can stop at a stop sign and some of the cars that pull up beside you, the music that's playing, it is vile. Do you understand? It is unbelievably filthy. See, we live in a world, then, now, we live in a world, they are an expert when it comes to corrupt, profane speech. They're experts at taking God's name and degrading it or taking God's name in vain. Some of you probably never heard of the movie Gone with the Wind, right? Oh, good. There's three of you. You remember that was in 39? 38? Oh, sorry. Woo, man. Remember, it was Clark Gable, Rhett Butler, Scarlett O'Hara. Scarlett, remember? He came at the very end of the movie, he comes down, he turns to her, and he says, frankly, my dear, I don't, you know the rest of it. One cuss word, one. Do you know what they went through to get that one word in there? It was the censorship, but they got it in there. And the whole world, when that happened, everybody's mouth fell open. Of course, I wasn't born in 39, so it doesn't matter, but I know it did. Are you following me? The reason I said that, we have come a long way since Gone with the Wind. I mean, the profanity, the corrupt communication, loved one, it is everywhere. Listen, God made your mouth. He made man's mouth. Oh, loved one, listen, to be an instrument of blessing to other people. Look at it again in verse 29. Let no corrupt communication or word proceed out of your mouth. Here it comes. But what is a blessing or good for necessary to edification, words that build other people up and so forth, you know, and look at here, and to impart benefit, watch this, that it may impart grace to the hearers. We have a brand new kind of speech, and our dialect is different from every person on earth. We speak now with the dialect of grace. And our words that proceed out of our mouth, they should not be corrupt, but they should build up other people, amen, and never tear other people down. Colossians 4:6 tells it this way, let your speech, in other words, let your everyday conversation, whoever you're talking with, let your speech always be with grace. That's how we're to talk. And then he says, add a little season to it, seasoned with salt. Why? That you may know how you ought to answer each one. Loved one, listen, that is our dialect. That is our language. Everything that we talk and say that comes out of our mouth, it should be grace. Amen? And we add salt, not to sting others, not to hurt others, but when we talk about God, it should make them desire God as much as we do. Amen? Good. Listen, I haven't had people here in a long time. You know, I mean, I need to hear something. Because I have been since March 13th, man. That's a long time to preach to an empty room. So when I hear your voices, it makes me feel good. You know, I'll get over it. Just keep, you know, another couple of services. I'll be back to normal, you know. Now, so with all that being said, how we talk. Listen, make this your prayer. I try as well to make it my prayer from David. Listen to what he said in Psalm 19:14. He says, oh, let the words of my mouth, let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. That's what I want. That's what you want. Amen? Now, how important are the words that come out of your mouth? They're so important, loved one. Listen to what Jesus told us about that. In Matthew 12:36, Jesus said, I say to you that every idle word men may speak. Idle words. Words that are inoperative. Words that are useless. Words that don't produce grace or produce life or to build up and edify. That's an idle word. Jesus said, I say to you, every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of on the day of judgment. For by your words you're justified. By your words you will be condemned. And that's amazing that we are going to give an account of our words. Now, not our sins. Come on. Our sins have been paid for. We're going to the Bema seat of Christ, the place of rewards. We're not going to the great white throne judgment. Amen? But you and I, we have an accountability, a stewardship before God. God says, I want you to speak, and when you do, I want to hear grace. I want to hear you speak the truth in love. Season it with salt. You know, give it some taste. Don't be cold and dry. He says, but listen, you're going to be held accountable because I said it. That's how important the words that come out of our mouth are. When you think of the power of speech, it says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can receive Christ, you can reject Christ. Think about that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it, those who love to talk, what it says here, will eat its fruit. Now that means you can be good fruit or it can be bad fruit, loved one. So that's the power of speech. Then you have in the Word of God, you'll find the perversion of words or the perversion of speech. You know, the false teachers, it says how they twist God's Word. That word in Greek, twist, and from Peter, the word twist is plastos in the Greek. It means it's like plastic. People who twist, pervert the Word of God to say things it doesn't mean. Do you understand? Boy, that's how you pervert the Word of God. To pervert the Word of God, that perversion of speech, is also to deny the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 14:1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And God says, they are corrupt. Now drop down there in Ephesians. I want you to look at verse 31 quickly. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, here it comes, evil speaking, get it away from you. Put it away from you. Go down to chapter 5 and look at verse 4 again. It says also, foolish talking, coarse jesting. Verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words. Why? This grieves the Holy Spirit. Our words matter, loved one, more than you can ever imagine. Now listen to me. We are more likely to grieve, to make sad, to vex the Holy Spirit of God with our mouth than any other thing. See, we think it's going to be, oh, that greed, oh, no, yeah, it may, that's true, a big sin, or whatever you want to call it, big sin, or what, all sin's sin. But man, if you ever think that what you say, that that's where the whole area is, and that grieves the Holy Spirit more than anything, and you know why? It's because you have living in you. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're going to really talk about the Holy Spirit next Sunday, if the Lord willing. We may be gone. We could be in heaven by then. You know, no, listen, you have living in you the Holy Spirit. Amen? You have living in you the one who has never lied. Never. You have the one who is in you who has spoken only perfect, eternal truth that will never, ever fade away. It endureth forever. Amen? Now, do you see how that by what we say, since we belong, we're a purchased possession, we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and here we go talking trash? You know, saying, God, you're not going to help me, and maybe you don't love me. No, 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 no. Love one, that grieves the Holy Spirit. So with all that being said, let's quickly, we have just a few minutes left, but turn in your Bibles with me to chapter 3 of James, chapter 3, verse 1 of James. He says, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Now watch what he says, for we all stumble in many things. Now that means in regard to our speech, our conversation, the tongue. We all stumble in many things. But if anyone does not stumble in word, the speech that comes out of your mouth, the words that come out of your mouth, look what he says. He's a perfect man. He's a, meaning not perfect like sinless, but mature. You're a mature person. And he's able, to, watch this now, to bridle his entire body. So the new man, yes, we're renewed in the spirit of our minds, but also our tongue has been transformed if we're the new man as well. Now listen to me, loved one. You know what? If you don't master your mouth will master you. And you've got to be very careful because it'll hurt you. It'll get you in trouble. It says in Proverbs 6:2, you're snared by the words of your mouth. You're taken by the words of your mouth. Look at James 3:3 now. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths, and look at the reason, that they obey us. And we turn their whole body. Isn't it amazing? You know, I grew up on the farm with my grandparents when I was a little boy before I ever started first grade. I would ride horses bareback. You know what I mean? We didn't care. I mean, I was wild. I thought I was Roy Rogers. You know what I'm saying? And you know how you make the rope bridle, remember? One of you. No. You know, and then, but you also, you had to get it, you know, put it in. Well, where did you put it? You put this piece over the horse's tongue, remember? You could take that horse with a rope bridle. You know, you could pull that horse any way you wanted to. He's gigantic, stronger than me. I was just a little 5 years old, man. Had my little hat, you know, had my little cowboy vest and those guns on. I was telling you. So he says in verse 4, look at it. Well, look at the ships. Oh, man, they are so large. They're driven by fierce winds or storms or whatever. But they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. That little tiny rudder, it takes the ship and the pilot, the captain turns it. I mean, it's not a big old ship, and it takes it wherever it obeys the captain. And here's the deal. What is James saying? Our tongue can get us into trouble. It'll guide us into storms, or it'll guide us into places of peace. Amen? In other words, your tongue is like a rudder, a small rudder. Man, meaning the words that come out of your mouth, they matter. How many of you have said this? I wish I had never said that. Are we all guilty? Yes. See, the tongue, boy, can get you in so much trouble. Even so, the tongue is a little tiny member and boasts great things. And how great a forest a little fire kindles. That's a true word. The tongue, it is so small, right there between the lips, right there between our teeth. It's a small, tiny member of our body. And it's the only part of our body that brags. Think about it. It boasts great things. Man, I mean, it blows me away. And the tongue, oh, it's a fire. It's a world, not a city, not a county. It is a world of evil, a world of iniquity, a world of filth. And the tongue is so set among our members, and look what it does. It defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. That's speaking of a person's life from birth until they die. Their mouth keeps them in trouble. They're always in trouble. That's what that means. and is set on fire by hell. Look what ignites the tongue. Isn't that amazing? The fires of hell. Do you know the fires of hell are never quenched? They never go out. They're forever. They're never dying flames. So what is James teaching us about what comes out of our mouth? We're talking about not grieving the Holy Spirit of God. Whenever a believer, and this happens, I hate it that it happens, but whenever a believer lies, or they start joining in on gossip, or they spread discord, they spread division, or they start accusing their brother and sister, speaking evil of them, then something happens. When that occurs, they are now, instead of walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, they are now walking in agreement with the wicked one. Why? He is the accuser of the brethren. Amen? Oh, you see how dangerous that is? See, the speaker takes on the character of the devil. See, words do something. Words reveal our maturity. Words reveal our heart, and words can defile our entire body. Jesus said, Matthew 15:11, it's not what goes into the mouth. You know, we're eating a pork chop or something. It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man. It is what comes out of the mouth that defiles or a man, makes him unclean or makes them filthy. He says, for out of the mouth proceed evil thoughts and murders and adulteries and fornications and thefts. And here it is, false witnesses. They're from the heart, loved one. James says, oh, listen, for every kind of beast and bird, reptile, creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. That's a true word, isn't it? You know, you ever watch those shows on TV and you got your dogs jumping through the hoop, or you got the parrot that can talk, you know? Remember Flipper? Shamu? I don't even know if he's there anymore. I think Shamu's been set free or something. I don't know. Thank God. I mean, you can even train fleas, loved one. You've heard of a flea circus? No, study that out. I could tell you a story, but I don't have time. No. But look at this. You can train all things in the seas and people, whatever, but no man, no human being can tame the tongue. But let me add to Scripture, which is justified here, but the Holy Spirit can. Amen, because we're the new man. The tongue is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Words. They can grieve the Holy Spirit, man. You know, listen, let our language, let our speech be the new man, filled with love, filled with peace, filled to build people up, filled with grace. And look what else the tongue does. It says, with our tongues, look what we do. With it, we bless our God and our Father, and with it, we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, now he's talking to Christians. My brethren, these things ought not to be. Ought not to be means this is not normal. This is abnormal. He says this is contrary to the grace of God. He says, if you profess to love your brother, and man, you're cursing them who are made in the image of God, you know what it is? God says, listen, that's an offense against me. It grieves the Holy Spirit of God. Does a spring send forth fresh water bitter from the same opening? Of course, no. Can a fig tree, my brethren, talking to believers again, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Of course not. Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Very good word, James. Very good word. Our words reveal who we really are. Our words reveal that spiritual maturity can actually be measured by what comes out of our mouth. I want to give you this scripture. I want you to really think about it from Peter. He says in 1 Peter 3:10, he writes this. He says, for he who would love life, do you love life? Amen. He who would love life and see good days. How many people want good days? I mean, we've been going through some tough days, haven't we? He says, he who would love life and see good days, here it is, let him, he has to make a decision, he has to make a choice, let him refrain his tongue, his speech, his language, the words that come out of his mouth, refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips from speaking deceit. Isn't that amazing? God says, you know, you got a choice in this life. You can endure life. You can try to escape life. Or you can actually love life. You know, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. The Word of God is living. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Pierces all the way down to the marrow. Analyzes our heart. Discerner of all things that we do. Yeah, loved one, listen to me. Listen, if you want to have not a long life, that's not what it's talking about in 1 Peter 3:10. No, it all starts with what comes out of your mouth. That's the key. The words that you say, the words that you say to your wife, the words you say to your friends, the words you say to your husband, the words that say to your children, words are sharper than swords. Words can hurt. Amen? Come on. You're stupid. You know what I mean? That hurts. I don't love you anymore. That hurts. I'm leaving you. That hurts. Words are powerful. And words, Jesus is the Word. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Check out your language. Check out what's coming out of your mouth. Proverbs 13:3, he who guards his mouth preserves his life. Psalm 141:3, set a guard, David says, oh Lord, set a guard over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. I love that. Lord, please help me. Direct my words. Isn't that a great word? Isn't that a great thing to pray? Oh, listen, let's close. Ephesians 4:30, do not grieve, do not vex the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed to the day of redemption. Listen. Next week, we're going to really learn more about the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a language. He's not a force. He's not an it. The Holy Spirit is a person. Romans 15:30, the Spirit loves you. Amen? Not only that, you can't grieve is a love word. You cannot grieve someone who doesn't love you. See, He loves us. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. You have the greatest prayer helper in the world. You have the one who is always going to be with you. He's the one who has sealed you. The seal is the Holy Spirit. Now listen, and He's going to take you all the way home. You are sealed until the very day of redemption, the day that we walk into heaven, the day that we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. The day that we close our eyes and we wake up and there is Jesus. Amen. Listen, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. And did you know something? I know it's time to go, but listen to me. Those that are listening live, listen. All over the world, all the places that you, I thank you for listening, but you could be in your home right now, maybe in your car, you could be on your patio. I don't know where you are, but I know you're listening. You have, if you don't know Christ, if Jesus is not your Lord, did you know that you have a miracle in your mouth? You have a miracle right now in your mouth. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus be my Lord. And if you believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Pray that prayer right now. Pray it. Just pray, say, Jesus, be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for this day. I thank you for all those who are present. I thank you for the Word of God, O Lord, the joy that it brings to us. I thank you, Lord, that we in no way want to grieve the Spirit of God, but we want our language to be filled with love and grace and edification to others, seasoned with the salt of God. Lord, thank you. Thank you for these people that are brave, that are here today. And Father, I pray over them right now that no perilous pestilence will come nigh their dwelling, nowhere near them. And that no plague can even approach their dwelling. And with long life, you'll satisfy each and every one of them. We love you. We praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. And this church says, amen.
Pastor Bill's study from Ephesians continues on Monday, and we hope you'll tune in again. And in the meantime, we hope you have a great weekend, and so long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.